The Reverend Bill Barnes spent his life advocating for Nashville's poor and their access to affordable housing. The civil rights activist, who the mayor called the conscience of our city, died Monday. He was 86. WPLN's Mayor Benight has a remembrance.
My name is Bill Barnes. I'm a over-the-hill Methodist pastor who is trying to figure out what to say in 3 minutes.
The Reverend Bill Barnes knew exactly what to say. At this Metro Council meeting, and anywhere, really, he wanted to talk about breaking the cycle of poverty. Barnes, a Nashville native, dedicated his life to people, to integrating them and lifting them up. To Barnes, building affordable housing and breaking up poverty was the first crucial step toward alleviating it.
I know what concentrated poverty means. Single-parent households, violence, crime, low-performing schools, stress, tension, food deserts, unemployment, teenage pregnancy, and we have within our power the ability to deconcentrate poverty.
In the mid-1960s, Barnes founded Edgehill United Methodist Church, the city's first purposely integrated congregation. He spent 3 decades working in public housing here, and he wrote a book titled To Love a City. Barnes' dedication to Nashville and to its people was steadfast.
I just yearn for the children in concentrated poverty areas, and I yearn for the city.
Barnes is the namesake for Nashville's Affordable Housing Fund. In a tweet on Monday, Mayor Megan Barry wrote, "Reverend Barnes gave voice to the voiceless and spoke for the unhoused." For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Marabin Knight.